This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With a voice vote, Representative Liz Cheney has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair.
We'll do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. We have seen the danger that he continues to provoke with his language. We have seen his lack of commitment and dedication to the Constitution. And I think it's very important that we make sure whomever we elect is somebody who will be faithful to the Constitution. I think that it is an indication of where the Republican Party is, and I think that the party is in a place that we've got to bring it back from, and we've got to get back to a position where we are a party that can fight for conservative principles, that can fight for substance. We cannot be dragged backward by the very dangerous lies of a former president. Thank you.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As the Biden administration continues to ask for support for the massive infrastructure overhaul bill, last week's pipeline cyber attack has lawmakers thinking this would be a great time to address cybersecurity. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A group of six Republican senators are set to meet with President Biden on Thursday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo will be a part of the meeting and tells Fox News that in the wake of the cyber attack against the Colonial Pipeline, any infrastructure bill should prioritize protecting vital infrastructure from similar attacks.
So I think we got to prioritize this. I think this should be, we did this in the water bill that we passed 2 weeks ago, because remember there was an incident in Florida where somebody tried to get into the water system to taint it. And so we know that we put more cybersecurity money into our water systems in that bill. We need to do the same for all of our transportation and infrastructure packages.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Some lawmakers are making changes to the gas tax to help Americans avoid a spike in gas prices since the cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline along the East Coast. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Several states along the East Coast, including Virginia, North and South Carolina, and Georgia, are experiencing gas shortages. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is suspending the state's gas tax until Saturday night to offset any jump in prices at the pump. This comes after the cyber attack against Colonial Pipeline.
It'll probably help level the price at the pump off for a little while. But my message to people is, look, everything that we are hearing, and we will let you know if this changes, but they are saying that this is going to be a short-lived problem.
Officials at Colonial say the pipeline should be up and running by the end of the week. Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, will likely be removed from the number three position at the GOP. A vote is expected Wednesday. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Ahead of a vote that is expected to remove her from her position as the GOP House Committee Chair, Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney spoke on the floor of the House Tuesday evening, saying she will continue to speak out against former President Trump and his continuing questioning of the results of the 2020 presidential election.
I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, the best way to do that, let me say, is with God's Word. God's Word is so powerful that when you give yourself the time and commitment to it, it is the guideline, the light into a dark world, a light that will indicate a righteous path for all. And I'm prompted to read from Psalm 122 before Dr. Jim Dennison joins us. It says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. The thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Jim, always good to have you, and especially today with the news that is coming out of Israel. And that is regarding these rocket attacks that Hamas has been laying upon, you know, Tel Aviv and Israel. And we are potentially on a brink of a war here that, boy, I'll tell you, we can only look to God and pray that he would send him being the God of heaven's armies, that he would send heaven's armies, that peace would fall upon Jerusalem in such a mighty way that whatever these missiles would come would be impenetrable.
And that's a way to pray, Bill. Absolutely is. I'm so glad to talk with you about this, even though I'm grieving with you over this situation. I've led more than 30 study tours to Israel over the years. In fact, I have 8. Planned over the next year and a half. I love being in the Holy Land. I have lifelong friends among the Palestinians and the Israelis, and I am grieving to see what's happening on both sides, the destruction on both sides, and the larger narrative at work here that we're talking about today.
Exactly. Because, I mean, here it is, which is, you know, kind of amazing. You think about it. Not that many months ago, we looked like we were going to achieve a breakthrough in Middle East peace. We know that God is sovereign, that he controls all the events of man. But we were hopeful. There were signs that, you know, Arab nations were coming and joining in to establish a peace accord with Israel. And 4 or 5 months later, here we are. And, you know, Iran is involved in this, you know, supplying Hamas with, as they said, better rockets. And thank God that, thank God for God, because God is protecting Israel, no doubt.
And that's our prayer, exactly. But I'm so glad you said that, Bill. A lot of people are missing that. Iran did not want the peace accords that the Trump administration has been building between Israel and the larger Sunni populations, the larger Sunni nations. A lot of them are coming to Israel to develop solidarity against Iran. Iran absolutely does not want that. So they have been resourcing Hamas so that Hamas can attack Israel in a way that Iran hopes will disrupt this larger peace narrative that's building in the Middle East. So we need to understand what's actually behind this so that we can stand against it as effectively as possible.
Well, and the thing is, there's application here in this country as well, because this is a full force to create chaos in Israel. You got violent riots that are escalating in Jerusalem, and so all this is part and part. I mean, this is like a familiar format that's being exercised here by these radicals that want to disrupt and destroy something that they don't have authority over, but, try as they might, because this hasn't been the first time that they've done this sort of thing. It's just right now they see an opportunity for them to do this, and I think that part of that opportunity they see is because they perceive a weakness here in the West.
I believe that's absolutely true. That's why solidarity is so critical, and the statements we make are so vital. I don't mean this to be unkind at all, Bill, when I say this, but in the Middle East, historically, there's been a tribalism in the nature of the culture, kind of the cultural DNA, and what the leader says is what the tribe is expected to believe. And so that's why public sentence, public statements, public sentiments, and solidarity with Israel is so critical in dealing with Israel relative to the enemies that surround it. We need to understand that Israel is the size of New Jersey. It is a tiny country surrounded by millions upon millions of people in other nations that in various dimensions on various levels are aligned against Israel and its future, and certainly Iran. Iran, in fact, says that Israel must be attacked so that the Muslim Messiah, the Mahdi, will appear. So they have an eschatology behind attacking Israel that is motivating some of what we're seeing today.
Again, and the proof is in the pudding, as they would say, Jim, is that, is there any indication that there's validity, to this theory, with all due respect and expecting the Mahdi to show up, Israel shall be no more. I mean, they've been making that statement. They've been making the statement about the United States of America as well. But like you said, this comes from leadership. It's their vision. It's their words. This is why words are so important, even in our country. I believe that we've gotten really reckless with our language in such a way that we end up dividing people and not bringing people together.
Absolutely true, inside the church and inside the culture as well. All you need to do is follow Ayatollah Khamenei's Twitter feed to see the degrees to which he is calling today, for violence against Israel and against the Israelites. Makes it difficult for me to understand why Twitter would allow him to use their platform for such calls for violence when they've not allowed others to be on their platform that they accuse of inciting violence, kind of an interesting thing inside that. But nonetheless, the Iranian leaders have made no question about their belief that they need to oppose Israel in order for their Messiah to come back. Their former president, Ahmadinejad, is planning to run for president again, and that's a lot of his platform as well. There's a clear eschatology at work here.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what people need to understand, Jim, because they are, they're motivated. They believe by godly principles. But the Bible is real clear that, there's going to be those situations that people will do destruction in the name of God, but is not the God of the universe.
In fact, it's a false god, and that's sometimes the most powerful ideology, isn't it? Satan masquerading himself as an angel of light, as the Bible says. And he loves to use false religions to motivate people in order to do false and sinful things. There's this Muslim idea among some, anyway, that if you die in this holy war in the jihad, you're guaranteed heaven. The only absolute security of salvation, you could say, is to die in this jihad. So there is this there's this religious impulse that's behind this radical, the jihadist branch of Islam, by no means the majority of the Muslim world, but nonetheless, it's empowered in Hamas and Hezbollah in Iran, and it's a narrative we need to be aware of today.
How do you think the God of Jerusalem, how he feels toward this, this false statement that is made by Muslims that says you have to murder people to gain heaven, when he's already given a clear solution, which is his son, Jesus Christ?
obviously grieving for us, grieving with us. You think of Jesus weeping over Jerusalem. That's how the Father is weeping over Jerusalem even right now, even today, as people are turning from grace to works and from his love
Tim,
to hate.
Got to go to break. We got more from Dr. Jim Dennison after
this. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I'll tell you, the way things are happening, it's not just a country, it's a world. But, you know, it's going to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to ultimately do this. We know that we're heading to the final chapter. And every day, Dr. Jim Dennison, as these events unfold in front of our televisions and in our newspapers, and we see this, and many of us are saying, Lord, come, Jesus, come.
ultimately our prayer, isn't it? The good news in all of this, Bill, is that desperation is typically what precedes spiritual awakening. And so if right now we'll be praying for the peace of Jerusalem in a way we weren't a week ago because of all of this, if we'll be praying for spiritual awakening because we're aware of the spiritual and moral atrocities happening in our culture, then God will use and redeem this to that end and to his larger purpose as we prepare for the return of his son.
And that's what God is faithful to do. He's a redeeming God. I mean, all the time. I mean, we see all this, and it's easy to freak out within our flesh and our mortality and see this and kind of freak out. But then we have to pause a moment, have that Salem moment that says, but God is in control, but God. Go ahead.
And that's absolutely the good news. We're seeing more Muslims coming to Christ than ever before as a result of visions and dreams.
Exactly.
We're seeing more Jews coming to Christ, making him their Messiah, than we've seen in centuries. And I'm praying that God will redeem this conflict by showing those on both sides that the ultimate peace, the shalom, peace with God, others, and ourselves, is not found through violence, not found through military, not even found through politics, that it's found through the Messiah, who is revealing himself in unprecedented ways right now. Let's pray for that. Let's pray together as believers for that kind of spiritual awakening in the Middle East to perhaps circle the globe. Wouldn't it be awesome if God would redeem something like this to spark a fifth-grade awakening that eventually would affect us even here in America?
Yeah, from your lips to God's ears. And for all the bent knees right now that are before God praying for, you know, his supernatural solution to this, because that's what it's going to take, because there is no doubt there is this power struggle that's taking place around the world, and it is this global power struggle and this move to a one-world government. You know, we've read about it for decades that this is where we're heading, and it's almost like we're right on the brink of the realization of and revelation of this one-world government, Jim.
Well, we battle against not against flesh and blood,
yes,
but against the principalities and powers, as Ephesians 6 makes clear. And that is the absolute reality of the world. The tragedy of our materialistic economic culture, Bill, is that we think that seeing is believing. Well, I can't see electricity. I can't see love. I can't see friendship. Mm. I can't see the spiritual battle, but it's really the larger battle, isn't it? And that's what's happening politically around the world. That's what's happening. That's ultimately what's behind what we're seeing in the Middle East and what we're seeing every day in our news. And the good news here is that you and I on the front lines of this can win this battle on our knees.
Amen.
If we will go to our knees.
And I think what you're referencing here, Jim, and what I'm catching from this, you know, these last two sentences that you just gave, is that it is time for a reevaluation of the things that we find to be important. You know, we've been dealing with COVID. We've been dealing with a government that is in chaos, even here on all levels around the world. There's governments that are just, it's bananas right now. I'm not picking on just the United States. I mean, there's all kinds of wacky stuff that's happening in governments. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu was elected again to be prime minister. He can't even put a government together. I mean, that's even in, you know, in Israel. So it's a little wacky right now. And what I'm hearing from your voice is that it's time for us to pause and reevaluate and decide on those things that are most important. I mean, here in the United States today, we're dealing with a gas crisis. When not that long ago, months ago, we were energy independent. Now we realize, hey, we're still reliant. We've got, you know, some cyber sabotage that's been taking place against a colonial pipeline that supplies 45% of the fuel to the eastern seaboard, all the way through the eastern seaboard and that. And we're in trouble city here. We got gas lines. We're 1973 all over again, Jim. Remember that?
I do remember it, unfortunately and tragically, absolutely. But, Bill, it's almost like the Lord is saying, what more has to happen for you to recognize that you need me? There's a virus that shows that medicine isn't enough. There's a cyber virus now that shows that technology isn't enough. There's the political rancor and the issues we're facing. There's what's happening. It's like the Lord is saying, you have to trust me because nothing else is sufficient. Everything else is sand. This is the only rock upon which to build your house. Well, the way to know you built on rock or sand is when the storms come. As Jesus said, it's when those storms rage and the winds blow and beat against the house that it falls if it's on the sand, but it stands if it's on the rock. We're learning whether we're built on the rock or the sand, and we have this day to decide which one will be the foundation of our lives.
Amen. Yeah, that's, when you say it that way, it all seems so petty, doesn't it? by comparison, these earthly things that are all rotting away, that are so temporary, versus that which God gives us that's eternal?
So true. There's this wonderful story about this rabbi that lived in a very simple home, just had a bed and a desk and a chair. And someone walking through, an American tourist with all of his luggage, all of that, and commented on how simply this person lived and why he didn't have more than that. The rabbi said to the tourist, well, why are you carrying all of that stuff with you? Why are you carrying that around? And he said, well, I'm just passing through. And the rabbi said, so am I. We're just passing through. This is a means to an end. This is the dot before the line. This is that moment before eternity. Everything we do here has to be seen in light of that. We're living in the airport, getting ready to get on the plane to go to our final destination, and what we do now determines where that plane lands.
Well, Jim, again, we need to continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and that is a commandment that we must adhere to. And that blesses us, like all things that, you know, that are established by God. I mean, Israel has been long established. I mean, this is, God takes this personally, doesn't he?
He absolutely does. These are the chosen people through whom his Messiah came. He loves all of us. The Galatians says it's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female. Will all Abraham's seed heirs according to the covenant? But I'm absolutely convinced that God continues to especially use these Jewish people, as small as they are in the world, the tiny demographic they are, and yet how they continue to be the hinge of history. And God loves them. God loves their people, and God continues to want to redeem. Loves the Palestinians also. Loves the Arab people, many of whom are being so victimized by what's happening right now. It's like St. Augustine said, God loves each of us as if there was only one of us, and how grateful we are for that grace.
Exactly. And that continues to be, you know, demonstrated if you have eyes to see and ears to hear. Because when you see how this is played out, I mean, where is it that God falls short? I mean, I imagine some people, you know, have that question, but they ask that question because they're not seeking God necessarily. They're not near to God. God says, look, if you come to me, I'll come to you. You know, you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you, right?
Absolutely. My first job in church work, Bill, was as a youth minister at a church in Houston growing up. And for some reason, I was put in charge of changing the letters on the church sign. Don't know how that was my job as a youth minister, but it was. And the pastor would have what he wanted up there, and I would actually put the letters up. Well, I still remember, this was in the middle 70s, but I still remember the saying he had me put up one day. I've never forgotten it. The saying was, if you don't feel close to God, guess who moved? It's not him.
Exactly.
He loves us absolutely, unconditionally, but he honors the freedom he gives us. And if we choose to reject him and to turn from him, then he's like that father in the parable of the prodigal son who has to wait for the child to come to himself. God's waiting for us to come to ourselves today.
Yeah, he's waiting, and when we make that first move, then he's tucking up his robe, and he's running right at us, right?
Absolutely true. He'll take all the rest. If whoever's listening to us right now will just take that first step toward him, wherever you are, how far away you feel like you are, whatever the distant country feels like to you, however chaotic your world and your culture feels like to you, take your first step toward Jesus. He'll take all the rest, and you will meet him in a transforming, intimate love that Jesus has for you.
And the peace that will surround you will be unimaginable. It'll be so powerful and so overwhelming, you'll wonder and question your own sanity to say, what took me so long?
Right? The peace of God that passes understanding.
Yeah, the reason we say this is because we've all been there, ladies and gentlemen. We're not claiming any kind of, you know, expertise on this. We're just sharing what the Holy Spirit is calling us to share right now, that we would be a blessing to you. And again, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Dr. Jim Dennison, the co-founder and visionary of Dennison Forum.
Thank you, Jim. This report is brought to you by Facebook Messenger. In March 2020, remote and blended learning models started for millions of students, which in turn has required educators to use technology, including video conferencing, to conduct classes, assign homework, and grade projects. And while technology has helped students learn, it's also provided a way to show appreciation for teachers. Using Messenger Rooms, families can pay tribute to a teacher in a closed ecosystem, just with those participating, or they can choose to broadcast in a live room to a Facebook group. Lauren Cascio, Director of Product Design for Messenger Rooms.
Teachers are often underappreciated, so this year we are taking a step back to show gratitude to them. Messenger Rooms allows up to 50 people to join a free video call. So in the lead up to National Teacher Appreciation Day, we've collaborated with Say It Now to encourage parents and students to organize group tributes for a teacher that has made a difference in their lives.
For more, visit messengernews.fb.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With a voice vote, Representative Liz Cheney has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair.
We'll do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. We have seen the danger that he continues to provoke with his language. We have seen his lack of commitment and dedication to the Constitution. And I think it's very important that we make sure whomever we elect is somebody who will be faithful to the Constitution. I think that it is an indication of where the Republican Party is, and I think that the party is in a place that we've got to bring it back from, and we've got to get back to a position where we are a party that can fight for conservative principles, that can fight for substance. We cannot be dragged backward by the very dangerous lies of a former president. Thank you.
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Surprised how close you are, huh? And you just haven't seen it yet. Hang in there, okay? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. Along with all these great interviews from these outstanding experts that come here and participate in this fresh and independent radio show every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're going to talk about this latest jobs report and the Biden administration's explanation for unemployment benefits. Elaine Parker, the Chief Communications Officer of the Job Creators Network Foundation, joins us now. Elaine, welcome back. It's been too long since we've had a chance to talk, so I appreciate the time. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so what about the latest jobs report? Break it down. I mean, talk about a real shock. I mean, we were expecting over a million new jobs, and we got maybe just barely a fourth of that.
Yeah, and you can directly attribute the sharp decrease and the complete shock to two things, and that is these exaggerated and unnecessary federal unemployment benefits and the lack of opening up all of the schools so that parents can get back to work to this labor shortage. We've got government basically artificially inflating wages and putting businesses in competition for labor. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's a very difficult situation. We're hearing from our members left and right that they're just having a tremendous time finding people to fill these open positions. They're not just paying bonuses to somebody they hire. They're paying bonuses to people to show up for the job interviews.
Exactly.
They're not even showing up anymore.
Right. I know this is the thing that's so astounding. And yet the administration is in absolute denial about this, Elaine. They say, it's not really making a big bit of difference. But yet everywhere across the country, just about, you go in, you talk to these small businesses and owners of companies and that, and they're echoing the same response. And this is stuff that we talked about early on. We saw this early. I mean, anybody who's been in business can see what was going to happen. I mean, we just right off the front, they were rewarding all the wrong behavior. They were incentivizing, you know, a different outcome. And so you go, well, why are you doing that? What is the purpose here? And the purpose is not, you know, anything that you could say is common sense and reasonable. They're on a different agenda altogether. And I think this is what's becoming quite clear, is that this administration is not, we're not on the same page. They're not on the same page with the everyday man and woman in this country.
You know, I think you hit the right word right there, and that's incentivize. And so when you think back to the Trump administration and passing the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, what that policy did was it incentivized business owners, small business owners, to reinvest in their employees and their businesses and grow their businesses. And we saw that happen between 2017 and 2018. We saw the greatest economy we've seen in half a century as a result. And now we're seeing, the government incentivize people to stay home, to not go back to work. And the reality is, I mean, the administration can stand up there and say all the pretty speeches that they want, but these small business owners are literally having to sometimes close their restaurants and close their business because they don't have the staff. I was in a major department store last weekend with my daughter, and we wanted to try on clothes, and the dressing rooms were still closed. And I'm in South Florida, so we're 100%
right.
Open. I have got
Santa's. You and me both, we thank Governor DeSantis here. But, yeah, go ahead.
And so I asked, why is the dressing room still closed? Does this have something to do with COVID? And they said, no, we don't have the staff to keep the dressing rooms open.
Yeah.
So it's amazing to me. I have a friend in South Florida who owns several restaurants. He's paying $500 bonuses to people he hires. Two people showed up. Two, that was it.
Yeah. No, this is what we're hearing. And even in a state like Florida, like you say, that is still, you know, mostly free in spite of these government regulations that's going on. The thing that's amazing is just as what you just recounted is President Trump did things to open up America for business once again. And there were several dynamics that took place. Not only small businesses reacted in a positive way. Remember the big lie that came from the media. Oh, you know, you gave businesses all this money and the owners are going to pocket the money. And what they did is they reinvested into personnel. You saw bonuses for, you know, to people, you know, the taking that money and they shared it with their employees and that. And the Democrats didn't know what to do about it. The mainstream media did a disservice. Service and not really reporting to the degree on how that extra, you know, little bit of help, how that went a long way in propelling our country, you know, back to vibrancy again. Not to mention the fact that under 8 incredible years of the Obama-Biden regime, when people were told not to work and they were kept at home and unemployment rates were through the roof and everything, as you recall. And as soon as Donald Trump came in and started lifting the regulation boot that was on the throats of our labor force, what did they do? They ran to work. They started filling up jobs. Unemployment levels plummeted. I mean, it was incredible what was going on in our country. And the other thing, the other big takeaway, Elaine, was people were starting to be happy again.
You tell a great story. I mean, it is, and that's because it's the facts. It's exactly what happened. But the Biden administration, if you look at this first 100 days, they've been a declaration of war on small business. It's been like rapid fire of bad policy on small businesses. And these policies, they're costing jobs, they're raising energy prices, they're making it harder to find workers and operate their businesses. I mean, just look at what's happening with gas prices. And I'm not talking about this week. I'm not talking about this week. We have seen gas prices.
No, it's been creeping up. You're exactly right. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
This week's just made it worse, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But under it's like we're returning to the days of the Carter administration, whether it's,
exactly.
Think about under Carter, we had gas prices, or under Trump, we became energy independent. Under Biden, the prices have gone up 40% before this week, 40%
right.
nationally, the average price has gone up. And now we have gas lines. So for those people who remember the Carter days, I was just a kid, but my parents have told me about them.
Oh, it was crazy. And the line, the gas lines, that's it, 1973. I'm watching the gas lines and going, this takes much longer. Rick Manning was reminding me, he goes, yeah, I remember they had different color flags that they would put out on these gas stations to say who had gas, who didn't. And then also they had an odd even situation with your license plate. So if your license plate ended in an odd number, then you went and got gas on odd days and even, the same way. So, yes, this is, this is deja vu of 1973. We're a couple of days into this, and hopefully we will not have to endure this. But what it brings to point, just like you were just saying, is that the policies under Joe Biden, how he, having energy independence was not a good thing for this administration or the American people. So let's cancel the XL pipeline. Now, that cancellation really, sticks out even all the more. But, the mainstream media isn't going to say anything about it. But, everyday people on the streets, they understand. They're getting it, just as you said, because we've been seeing, the cost of fuel, go up. I'll tell you, for me, which was quite radical, was here a couple months ago. I went to California, Elaine. You talk about a shock. All right. I'm paying $2.20 a gallon here in Florida. I go to California, it's $4.10.
Wow, that is a shock.
But,
it's really
just like
a different planet there.
it really is. It's no wonder they're, trying to get rid of their governor. And we'll see what happens there. But I think that a lot of governors are going to be held into question right now because of the 15, 16 months of this lockdown. And, how did they legislate? How did they administrate? That is their job. They're the CEO of these states. How did they take care of the people? And of course, our governor, DeSantis is, he's the standard bearer, and he's what other governors and people are comparing him to, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's just done an incredible job from managing the pandemic itself and where we had to kind of shut down some areas of the country, of the state that we're seeing, greater cases and greater deaths, to administering the vaccine has been
We got to leave it there, Elaine Parker.
Your mortgage,
thank you.
Only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR, with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a Fungible Good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Is here 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Robin Chambers is with us, Executive Director of Advocacy for Children at Focus on the Family. Robin, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on again. It's always a joy.
Well, and I'll tell you, this is really a perfect time in sense that it's after Mother's Day. So after the flowers, the chocolates have been taken up, the scramble for, you know, if you can have lunch or dinner with mom and let her know that she's so special. What about those moms that probably Mother's Day didn't meet the expectation? What bit of advice do you have for them?
Mother's Day can be, you're right, I'm so thankful that you're bringing this up. Mother's Day can often be really difficult. You know, I'm going to use a personal example. I have a sister who dealt with infertility for many years, and Mother's Day was really, really hard. Mm. And in fact, she stopped going to church on Mother's Day because she said, you know, when the pastor would say, oh, every mother, stand up. You know, she said, and here I am grieving, you know, that I haven't been able to have this baby. And so I think what I would say is that there are, you know, there's so many women who have dealt with either an infant loss, a miscarriage, or that infertility, or thinking about, Bill, you know, I think about birth mamas, you know, moms who have made that amazing selfless decision to make an adoption plan and place that baby. And I had a young woman who said, Robin, I didn't know if I should stand up. And so I think just being really cognizant of those mamas in our either our neighborhoods or in our churches, and just letting them know that they are valuable, that they are loved, and just being really sensitive to the pain that can come. Or even someone who recently lost a mom through COVID or some other unfortunate, you know, death, just being really cognizant that there's some grief that goes along with the celebration as well.
And God knows that, and this is why I encourage people to remember, once a mom, always a mom. Once a daughter, once a son, always a daughter, always a son. Mm-hmm. My mom passed away, about 3 years ago, and I am so grateful, and I celebrate my parents. I was so blessed on so much of an incredible measure, And I see today what some of the children, some of the family dynamics that is taking place. And my prayer, Robin, is that we hit a reset here and we go back to first principles and understanding, you know, why God created the family to begin with. I mean, it's interesting to hear about, you know, your sister, right? Your sister that was grieving about infertility. And I was just reading this morning of the story of Hannah. You know, there she is. She's going to the temple and she's just crying out her heart for God because, you know, she just wasn't able to deliver. Now, the other wife was able to. And, of course, she kind of rubbed it into her face. So that didn't help matters either.
Right.
But nonetheless, God, of course, blessed her and gave her Samuel. And her prayer was that if God would bless her, then she would turn her son over, or, you know, if it was a boy, to turn him over to serve the Lord, which is incredible. Because when you think about, you know, the culture at that point in time, the significance of children, especially a male figure, you know, to take care of their parents in their older age, right?
Oh, exactly. I'm glad you brought that up. That's one of my favorite scriptures. And I think because we should all do that, shouldn't we say to the Lord when we have that joy of being a parent, that I'm going to raise them, you know, in the knowledge of Christ and who they are in Christ. And then you do give them back over and say, now use them for your great name and not us. And so thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. You know, it's just that, look at all these stories that we have in them. They're there for a reason. And to bless us, as God says, look, I got great plans for you. Trust me. I really have great plans. Not to do you any harm, only to do you good, to give you a hope and a future. And if we can live in the context of God's promises, Robin, what a difference. And you know, of course, we grieve for, you know, even that young girl saying, you know, do I count because I made that selfless decision and realizing that, you know, I just was ill prepared. I could not handle a child, but I didn't want to murder that child. I wanted to, you know, what do you want to say? Respect life and give that option, give that, you know, child an option. But, you know, she's still a mom, you know.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we did this year that I'm so excited about. And, you know, Bill, I'm going to invite myself back.
Yeah,
so
right.
One of the things that we did that I'd love to update you on, you know, in a couple of months,
yes.
We've sent several necklaces to pregnancy centers. And it literally is just this little sunflower. And you open it up and it says, you're valuable, you are loved, you're beautiful.
Oh.
And we wanted the pregnancy centers to give that to those mamas who are coming in there, regardless, like you said, of that decision. Mm-hmm. And let them know they are valuable because of who they are in Christ. And then that means that child inside of them is just as valuable and just as loved. And so we're excited just to see, you know, how that kind of impacts those young women. Because there are some that have never been told that. They've never been told, you are a daughter of the Most High King. Look at what you know, he's done with you and your life has purpose. Your life is valuable. And that's why we're so passionate about the life that she's carrying.
Exactly.
And so, I know it's just a little something, but you know, some of those young women have never been given a gift, and we just want them to know that we're here for the mamas as well.
I got to order some for you. From you. I mean, send me a box load. Whatever we can do, I'll send you. I'll pay for them. Get them here because we service and we participate with an organization here in Florida called CareNet. And I would love to be able to bless these young girls and these families with something like that. That is really awesome. And yes, you're always, you know that. The welcome mat. Right there, it says, welcome, Robin Chambers, always here on the radio show. So
that would be
a blessing to get a follow-up on that. So if there's any available and anything that I can do, I would love to serve as a conduit, you know, for these bracelets to these young girls on the East Coast in Florida as well. So just let me know if that's at all doable. I'd love to partner with you on that end because, look, at the thing about Mother's Day, and I think for some, you know, with some guys, you know, in the husband units and that sort of thing that are involved, sometimes there's a lot of pressure on guys to meet expectation. But, you know, my attitude has always been, and I don't mean this just because you and I are talking or to be hyperbolic about it. But, you know, Mother's Day, at least in my family, was every day was Mother's Day. We just so appreciated our mom. I mean, you know, somebody that raises nine kids.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You go, hey, all honor and glory. And she was just such a special woman, and what she exampled to us in serving her husband and nine kids, an amazing woman. And there are so many other mothers. I mean, all mothers have that, you know, have that heart, and, you know, maybe sometimes, you know, because we're all humanoids and we fall short of our intent and expectations are not met. But, hey, look, we can determine and be intentional this year to do something a little bit different, even post Mother's Day, that, you know, extends this special commemoration, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you know, I love that thought of being every day. And mm-hmm. So, you know, challenging your listeners and our constituency to look at the, especially the single mamas in our communities. How can we serve them year round? How can we come alongside? And maybe it's, you know, maybe it's my husband playing catch with the little yes. guy down the street whose mama is a single mom and working crazy long hours. You know, just something that you can do every single day. I have a dear friend going through a really terrible divorce right now. And there's several of us that have come alongside to support her. And one is a gentleman I work with, and he comes over and he does what he calls the guy things. You know, I'm going to mow her lawn and I'm going to put blinds up. And those are the types of things that we can do every single day. It doesn't have to be just one day a year.
Right. And again, looking for that opportunity, as you said earlier, Robin, to share the love of God. I mean, you know, when you think about it, when people find themselves in these kind of, you know, trials and tough times mm-hmm. of life, to be the manifestation of the love of God. And you might say, hey, look, it's not in me. Well, we know it's not in you, but it, you know, God gives that to us, and we're to be a conduit. And when I say it's not in you, maybe because you don't feel like it. But that's okay. But if you look to God, and He will fill you with that love, and you'd be surprised that you could be, you know, that conduit of that aptly spoken word, right?
Absolutely. And you're right. It's not in us, but Christ is in us, and we serve out of what He sent for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, Robin, you know, as kind of as we wrap things up, we got a little bit over a minute and a half left here. You know, what's your bit of encouragement for, you know, our listeners in summary of, you know, after Mother's Day, you know, how do we continue to go on and, you know, honor our parents, which the Bible is clear. You know, when we honor them, boy, I'll tell you, the payback. And the thing is amazing. The payback, it doesn't come from another human. It comes from God Himself. He gives us a great promise, right?
Absolutely. And my encouragement would be just that. It's just, you know, one of the things I think that COVID and the quarantine time has taught me, it's allowed me to slow down and pay attention, you know. And so looking at those around us that maybe need just some extra, maybe an extra encouragement, maybe a note, a meal, brownies on the doorstep, you know,
yeah,
whatever that
exactly.
is. And
yeah.
just, you know, not just to look down at what, you know, what we're doing and to look outward and see how we can serve. And like you said, it comes from who we are in Christ. And we can be that cup of cool water sometimes for a really hurting world. And so look out, look up, and see how you can impact those around you.
Robin Chambers with Focus on the Family. She's the Executive Director of Advocacy for Children. Thank you, Robin. God bless.
Thank you so much, and God bless you as well.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated?